Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Ephesians. So get close to your radio and bring your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time.
And that's through the rubbish. And he says, I just want to get all of the Jewish rubbish and take with me. And he started his way back to heaven. But the Father was not pleased. He said, there's still a lot of rubbish down there. And he sent his son to come down and get more rubbish. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? And God's plan is to be a one family made of Jewish rubbish and Gentile rubbish. Isn't that? Boy, now that really does something for the ego, don't it? In other words, all our lives was like trash. See, we want to try to look at and judge each other's trash. My trash is better than your trash. No. Trash is trash. Whether it's white trash, whether it's black trash, whether it's purple-looking trash, orange-looking trash, trash is just trash. It don't matter how you paint the trash. It's just trash. But God decided to collect the trash. Ooh, aren't you glad that God decided to collect the trash? Amen. And he called it the church, and he's going to make it something beautiful. Amen. Amen. You know, it's just like my mother. When she would get some of that rubbish, it would be like a little vase or something. And Mom would take that vase and wash that vase and clean that vase up. And she would put her some flowers in that vase. You couldn't even believe that that vase was at the rubbish. That's what God is going to do in your life and my life. He's going to take all this trash. And see, that's why the Lord allows the devil to just have his way and just trash our life, because God knows what he's going to do with that trash one day. He's got plans for that trash. That's why you don't ever want to throw people away. Because you don't know what God has got in store. Just because you can't use them. Just because they ain't no good to you no more. I heard somebody say, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Thank you, Jesus. And so Paul's purpose then was to reveal what was concealed, which was the church. God is going to make one family. He's not going to have just the Jews over here and the Gentiles. He's going to bring them together. And so Paul was going to reveal that. See, one of the things about Jewish people, they would feel so sorry for Gentile people because they knew that they didn't have no hope. But they didn't feel sorry enough to try to save them because they looked at them like a dog. And listen, let me tell y'all something. Don't degrade one another. What's up, dog? That's degrading. See, the devil, all the devil do is take the same trick and put it in a new package. That's what folks used to call folks Way back in Bible days, Jews would call Gentiles dogs. And whenever a Jewish person would start giving you a hard time, you would start calling them a dog. That's why Paul, you know, said, watch them dogs. And that's why you and I sometimes, when I was a little boy, man, that was, somebody called you a dog, man, you threw your book down, you threw your shirt out, you ready to fight. Them fighting words. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? That's, you didn't, it's two things you didn't talk about nobody, mama, and you didn't call them a dog. I got a whooping once, because I got in a fight. You know why I got in a fight? No, he didn't talk about my mama. I would still be on him now. But he called me a dog. And you know something? Mama let up on me. You know, she was whooping me, and I said, Mama, he called me a dog. She said, oh, okay. Because she knew you had to fight. You got to fight for your honor. Amen. You gotta fight for your honor. Yeah, you sure do. you have to fight for your honor. Amen. Because they're gonna keep calling you a dog. They start putting adjective on the dog. When they call you a dirty dog. You stink worse than a dog. Have you ever smelled a dog? You think a skunk smell a dead dog. No. Don't let nobody call your sister a dog. And look, and look where we at today. What's up, dog? You see what I'm saying? Same thing with the N-word. You couldn't call nobody the N-word back in our day. That's my end. Wait a minute. I hear these young kids, you know, they sagging and everything. Hey, that's my end over there, man. You know, let me go over here and see what my end is doing. They got to hold his pants up and stuff. Going over here and talk to my aunt. You see what I'm saying? And BET is just really just pumping it. They're just pumping all that stuff. And the girls, I mean, the way that they are dressed today, and they're using the girls to wipe the car, shine the car. And they ain't got but that much of clothes on trying to shine the car. I'm just revealing what's concealed. I'm just revealing. We need to talk about that. God has got greater things in store for us. God don't go around calling you a dog. Don't you let nobody else call you no dog. You know, a lot of our people, they don't deserve to have a good job. Ooh. Somebody say, ooh. Let me ask you a question. If somebody say God done called them to be the pastor of Bible where you got a vacant here. They say God done called them, but they still going around saying, hey, what's up, dog? That's my end over there. Huh? Do he deserve to be in that pulpit? You see what I'm saying? See, some people who got good jobs don't really deserve to have that job because they're making all of us look bad. You see what I'm saying? No. I think the best person needs to have a job, whether they black or white. You can't help a brother out. You learn how to talk first. We ain't talking Ebonics out here on this job. Y'all, let's go. My dandruff is getting up here. It was the purpose of Paul's ministry. So you see the purpose of his ministry. The purpose of his ministry was to reveal the mysteries of Christ and to reveal the mystery of the Gentiles. It was to reveal the mystery of the Gentiles. The Gentiles have got a place in the body of Christ. The Jews didn't think they had a place in the body of Christ. Remember, Peter was on the housetop, and God gave him a vision of all kind of animals and said, rise, Peter, slay and eat. And Peter said, oh, no, Lord, I've never ate anything unclean. And the Lord said, listen, don't call nothing unclean that I'm called clean. And he used that to let Peter know that these unclean people that y'all been going around calling a dog, I'm getting ready to save them. Because God can take that which is unclean and can make it clean. Hey, and see, that's why you don't ever want to get ahead of God. See, you want God to go ahead of you. Listen, don't ever touch nobody that God hadn't touched. Don't run out there and grab a man. Talking about, I'm finna get me a husband. You better make sure that husband done been touched by God. I'm finna get me a wife. And she gonna get saved later on. No. Well, you better pass up. All that is finna delay your blessing. You getting ready to go somewhere, and the devil just put a detour in your life. To hook you up with somebody that's gonna take you on a 10-year detour. Amen. The purpose of Paul's ministry was to reveal to the Gentile, to reveal the mystery to the Gentile. Now, let's move on. The power in Paul's ministry. How could Paul write so many books, wrote 12, 13 books? How could he go all over the known world in his day and didn't even have a donkey? Didn't even own a horse? But he went, didn't even own a boat, but went all over the known world in his day, spreading the gospel, planting churches everywhere. How was he able to do it? It was through the power of prayer. Now, in this book of Ephesians, there's two major prayers so far we have learned. One prayer, I want you to see this prayer. This is a powerful prayer. It's a prayer of enlightenment. In Ephesians 1, it's a prayer of enlightenment. Ephesians 1, verse number 15. Look at this prayer. It's a great prayer. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Well, what's at the top of your prayer list? The top of your prayer list, you need to be thanking God for the Christians in your life. You need to be thanking God. Start your prayer by thanking God. Let me ask you a question. The people that come in your life, and you know that they are negative. When you see a negative person coming your way, what do you do? Huh? You see them coming that way, you turn around. Right quick, don't you? If they over here, whoops. Amen. Huh? It's almost like playing dodgeball when you see them, don't you? Because they're negative. But the positive people in your life, what do you? You want to see them. You welcome them into your life. Find something to thank God for in folks' lives when you pray. A lot of times we have the problem on our minds, but we need to be thanking God for the provision. See, a lot of times we want to bring to God the problem with my husband or the problem with my wife. Thank God for your husband. Amen. Thank him. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, he may not be, you know, all that he need to be, but thank you, Lord, that he ain't what he used to be. He making a little progress, Lord. Thank you. Keep working with him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You see what I'm saying? That's how you got to deal with that. And that's what Paul did. Paul says, making mention in my prayers that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's how you need to be praying for your choir. That's how you need to be praying for your usher board. That's how you need to be praying even for your pastor. That's how you need to be praying for your children. This is a prayer. See, God, see, we spend too much time just rambling with words. God like to hear his words. Pray, get this Bible, get on your knees and pray right here, verse 17. Pray that the God, Lord, I'm praying for my child, that the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto Rick or Betty or Boo the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Lord, I'm praying that you'll give old Boo here a spirit of wisdom. That boy, Lord, give him, he needs some wisdom. He's trying to make a decision. Lord, give him some wisdom. He's going through something, Lord, give him some wisdom, and then don't stop to give him some knowledge, some understanding. Give him the revelation of the knowledge of God. Let him understand who you really are in his life. He needs to know who you is, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you open up its eyes, the eyes of its understanding being enlightened, that he may know what is the hope of his call. I'm praying that my son is going to know the hope of his call. I pray that he know his purpose. I pray that my sister know her purpose, my brother know her purpose. That's how you need to be praying. Pray this prayer to God. Lord, I'm praying that Betty know her purpose. She came to me the other day and wanted to know, should she major in this field or major in that field? Lord, I'm praying that you'll show her what she needs to do. Isn't this a powerful prayer? Praying that the eyes, because what the devil has done, even though you say he has blinded us, we a lot of things that God has called us to, we run from it. Oh, yeah, God called me to preach. I saw myself preaching when I was 13 years old. I said, oh, no, I know that ain't none of me up there. Lord, show me. And every time somebody would say, hadn't God called you to preach? No. Sure hadn't. But deep down in my heart, I knew he had called me to preach. But every time I would go to church, I said, I can't do that. I can't do that. I even left Mississippi. All them folks that who knew about me and came right out here, then folks were saying the same thing. First time I read the scripture in my church, boy, you got an anointing on you. You can't run from your calling. whatever God thinks, and you need to ask God to make it plain. Come on with it. You know, I wish I had accepted my calling. As soon as I got out of high school, I could have went right on into Bible school rather than being 40-some years old and still in school. You see what I'm saying? If I would have just went on and accepted it, you see what I'm saying? When I was 18, saved a lot of heartaches and pain trying to be something that you're not. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Pray. But, and sometimes you can see what your children ought to be, but they can't see yet. And a lot of times you just making them mad and look like you're making them frustrated and stuff. So, hey, whenever you start seeing you making people mad and frustrated, just pray. Start praying. That's the time to stop talking to them and start talking to your Father. Keep talking, but just change the direction of your speech. Amen. And whenever you see folks and them just don't want to get in line with some, quit talking to them. Go on and talk to God. God will get them in line. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Look what he said. Look at this prayer. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling and what is the riches of the glory of its inheritance in the saints. God has got some good stuff for y'all. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. God has got some mighty power. God want to put his power on display towards those that believe him. This is power. Listen, you never see God's power until you believe him. You didn't hear me. A lot of times, see, we want to play the Doubting Thomas kind of thing. Thomas says, once I see it, then I believe it. Jesus said, no. You believe it, then you see it. See, God has already called some of y'all to do some great and mighty things, but you're waiting. Well, when I see it, then I'm going to make a move. No. You got to make your move, and then you see it. It's just like me with my calling. I couldn't see myself preaching. But once I made the move to do it, I said, okay, I'm going to go on and do this thing. Then I saw myself preaching. But I never saw myself preaching until I made the move. Believe it. Now think with me. What is it God's calling you to do? Think with me. What is it that you want to do, but you're scared to do it? You're scared to do it. If you believe it, you'll see it. Well. If you believe it, you'll see it. It'll happen once you believe it. It's an amazing thing of how God would put all his power at work towards those that believe. Now look at your Bible good now. What did it say in verse 19? And what is the greatness of his power towards us who think about it? Us who discuss it. We discussing our calling. Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock, where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.